been to downtown Greenville. It's really nice. I like it. I just know that as soon as I drive, you know, 5 miles this way, 5 miles that way out of Greenville, it gets kind of sketchy, but I guess that's the way all towns get. But, I don't know. I just, didn't have to be an artsy place. Like I said, I wanted to get to a place where honestly, to be frank, I just got to get out of Asheville because, it's just, I guess you can probably guess why I want to get out of Asheville.
I've got a real good idea, brother. I've got a real good idea.
And I know that when people from Asheville say they want to move to South Carolina, they think it's the same thing. Joe Rogan and Californians are moving to Texas. It's like they're the same. I bring my votes with me, and I'll vote the same. That's all I'm saying about it. But it's crazy up here, man.
Come to Asheville and rode down Main Street up there, and I seen the people on Main Street that was protesting. I was like, you have got to be kidding me. Let me turn this car around and get out of Asheville. And I mean, I was like, they have ruined this place.
Yeah, they sure have. And I moved here in 1995 because I was a rock climber. I like climbing mountains. I don't climb it anymore. I'm 50 years old. I'm fat. But now it's just crazy. It's crazy. It's taken over by this cult. It's like a cult. I don't know if you've ever seen this movie on Netflix called Wild Wild Country. I think that's what's happened to this city. This is what's happened to this country. And oh man, that's why I want to move down to South Carolina.
Well, I hadn't got that way yet, thank God. Don't believe it's going to happen down here, just to tell you the honest truth. I ain't saying we ain't got some crazy people down here, but it ain't got that crazy, I promise you. But there's some nice little towns down here. I mean, there is. Like I said, I've lived here my entire life. I ain't never left. But come down here and check out Powdersville. Check out Simpsonville, the surrounding area, you know. You might even want to check out Anderson. I mean, Anderson's a nice area down there around the lake, you know. I don't know if you want to be around town. There's some really beautiful countryside down here, you know.
The recommendations. My wife and I, we usually, her family's down in Florida, and they're very conservative, and we like to keep it that way. And I just don't like what's going on here in our business. And, you know, we kind of, you know, thrive on tourism, but I don't know. We're in a really crazy time in this country where I think you know, we're going to see some drastic things happening in weeks, maybe months. But and I just want to just get out of here and get in a place, in a state where at least they haven't been infected by the cold virus yet.
Well, I understand. Well, Duncan, I want to get off here with you, buddy, and call it a night, I think. Enjoyed chatting with you, and we'll do it again. You hear me in here, just yell at me. Go ahead and say Merry Christmas to you and you and your wife, and have a good evening. KO4JQX 73 to you, buddy. Have a good evening.
You
you to you, buddy, and Merry Christmas, and God bless this country, and I hope you feel up good there, and I'll holler back at you. I'll see you around. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, Duncan, Nashville. Much respect, 73, I'm clear.